in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. And from the band Slow Children, it's Andrew Chinich. Welcome, Andrew.
Hey, thank you very much, Andy. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure having you here. Congratulations on what is really a long career for you guys. When I say you guys, I mean you and Pal Shazar are the band Slow Children.
We met in L.A. I'm originally from New York. She's from L.A. We met in L.A. a million years ago. And I think it was the early 80s we started playing. We had a band, Mickey Steele, who then went to the Bangles. She's the bass player who played with us. Then she went to the Bangles. I think our first gig ever was at the Troubadour one night on a Hoot night, and we are anything but Hoot night kind of material. And I think we dropped a lot of jaws. But in the audience that night was Jules Shear and Stephen Haig, who were with Jules and the Polar Bears.
Right.
Stephen Haig is a great producer who did ELO and Pet Shop Boys or whatever. And Jules Shear, of course, wrote a whole mess of great songs All Through the Night for Cyndi Lauper. And she knew what she wants for the Bangles and whatever. But they heard us and they were like, whoa, this is interesting. We went and did a bunch of demos and that was it. We got a deal with Jet Records. And it's interesting because we were playing in L.A., but we just kept getting signed to UK bands. So we ended up in the UK, hence how we ended up back here on the East Coast. We just did our third album after a long kind of hiatus.
And how are things going in the Hudson Valley for you?
Yeah, we love living here. As you can well imagine, it's way more difficult for a band who's an original band not doing cover songs to get gigs around here.
True, yeah, absolutely.
It's much easier in the city, obviously, and in L.A. Actually, we have a great, speaking about Hudson Valley, we do have a really great benefit gig coming up at the Bearsville Theater. It's for the Ladies of the Valley Endowment, which is helping local women with financial emergencies. A bunch of women artists from the area are going to be playing there, as well as we were invited. So we're going to do a couple of songs that day as well. So that's on April 1st at the Bearsville Theater. If anyone's around, it's a great cause.
Well, you seem to be the kind of people, you and Pal, the kind of people that spend an unusual amount of time creating. Is your mind always exploding? Do you have ideas like right now for songs and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we just sort of wrapped up our third album probably three or four months ago. And yeah, we're always writing. It's something I always do and Pal always does. So we're always writing. I mean, the great lucky thing for us is that when it comes time to do a record, you know, we have just scores and scores and scores of songs, so we can kind of be really super picky, which is a lot of fun. And as far as Slow Children goes, we've just been an ongoing work in progress, and it's been a blast. We sort of got labeled into that whole new wave thing because that's when we were doing, you know, had a few so-called dance hits and with President Ami and Spring and Fialta. And although it really wasn't who we were, you get labeled, and we've been fighting our way out of that for a long time.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD from the band Slow Children, Andrew Chinich. I mentioned to someone earlier that I was talking to somebody from Slow Children, and they said, weren't they kind of big in the early 80s? And you had that song President Ami?
That's right, President Ami, yeah. Which,
was it a regional hit or was it a nationwide hit?
It was probably more of a West Coast hit, an L.A. hit. It was a top 40 dance club hit at the time.
Do you keep up with the technology of the times, or are you kind of old school?
No, not really. I mean, you know, we're more interested in really the creative process and writing. We love working in the studio. I mean, I know a lot of bands don't like working in the studio. We really thrive in the studio. And it's probably because we don't have a 5 or 6 piece band. So it's always been Pal and I as the core, the nucleus. And as depending on where we are and what we're doing, you know, we have a stable of people that we play with. And then we're actually going to L.A. We're doing a mini tour out in L.A., so which will be a blast. We haven't played out there for a long time.
If you're listening online at WHD.com, check out Slow Children in L.A. coming up. On the internet, please, everyone, check out Slow Children, the older videos from way back when. I think you'll get a big kick out of that, and it'll remind you of how cool it was back in the 80s as well. Lonely Bee is the song we're going to hear from Slow Children. Tell me a little bit about that, Andrew.
Yeah, you know, songwriting is a funny thing. Sometimes you labor over things. That one just kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, it just happened really quickly, and it was just sort of an upbeat, fun song, which isn't really in our particular wheelhouse.
Who is the Lonely Bee?
Well, Lonely Bee is just, I think it's just somebody out there who, we can never get a hold of, and she's never answering the phone. And every time we do get a hold of this person, they're just never alone. As Paolo, he says, we usually play that as our last song in the sets, and she was always like, here's a song, a really fun, upbeat song that we wrote. I'm like, really? Okay. So,
what is the band website, actually? Slow Children.
It's a Facebook website. So it's facebook.com/slowchildrenband.
Here is Lonely Bee from Slow Children in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight with 100.7 WHUD. And it's Andrew Chinich, and Pal Shazar will join us another time. Good luck, and thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.